The Lady with the Magnolia, Nikos Ligeros. At a very young age, she lost her sight and her hearing. She couldn't even speak. She was alone in the world. Only by the touching of her hands could she imagine that a world existed. But someone had to show it to her. And when that occurred for the first time, lots of exceedances were required, since the entire world had to fit in one palm. She was grabbed from the hand by the faith of teaching, and the miracle occurred. She began to observe with her hand, not merely that there was a world within the silent darkness, but that she could also comprehend how it functioned, and in fact, to even correct some of its points. Who, however, could believe that there is a painter who could correct the painting of the world while they were blind? But who could believe that there is a writer who could correct the text of the world, although they were deaf? Unless she was a master. That's how she was taught how to live in a world which had no light and no voice for her. How should she understand the expression, "I am the light of the world"? How could she hear the voice of God? Yet again, when she understood the works of Christ, she said in her own manner that she knew that he existed, but she was unaware of his name. That's how Mrs. Helen Keller was.